Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. President Donald Trump arrives in Sioux Falls tomorrow afternoon. He's coming for a private fundraising event for Congresswoman Kristi Noem. Noem is the Republican candidate for South Dakota governor. It's an event for her candidacy. SDPB's Kevin Wooster has his ear to the ground, and he writes about early reaction to the event and more on his blog. SDPB.org/Wooster is where you can find it. It's called On the Other Hand. And Kevin was with us here on the phone. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm trying to get up, but my ear's kind of stuck to the ground. I think it's gum. You know, we've got the 16 grandkids, and so we're always stepping on old gum around here.
Do you really have 16 grandkids?
We have, between the two of us, yes, 16.
That's amazing. 13
of them live here in town. One of them lives with us full-time. 8 of them, I think, are within a few blocks. So it's pandemonium around here, pretty much. Which I think might be the reason the mountain lions won't come around. You know? I wouldn't come around either.
It all ties together. Now I just have a fuller picture of how amazing you are that you get anything done outside of being a grand. I mean, because there's a lot that you get done just being a grandfather.
Well, and I was on the phone yesterday with us, working on a story, and it was about 2:45, and I said, listen, I'm going to have to wrap this up because the 10-year-old is going to be coming home from school here in about 15 minutes, and then my work day pretty much goes down the toilet. So
the real work begins.
The real work begins. The loving work, though, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
But yet you had time to go to the Black Hills Press Club and Forum when Kristi Noem was there. And we're going to talk a little bit about your latest blog post, which is some of the questions that Kristi Noem was asked about President Trump.
Yeah, in fact, you know, I always plug the press club because I think it's wonderful, and they do a great job of bringing in all kinds of speakers and making people ask questions more than, you know, engage in rhetorical arguments, although Tom Kaytas had a couple of pretty good rhetorical questions that, you know, had arguments in them when he asked a former state Democratic state senator and when he asked Kristi. And, you know, she is so good in responding to questions. I mean, there was one that the one that I loved was when Donald Trump comes here, are you really going to welcome an unindicted co-conspirator to South Dakota? And, you know, it was, as I said in the blog, it was kind of edgy. It was kind of snarky, but kind of relevant, too. You know, it's a relevant question. The way it was asked was a little punchy. And, you know, she just takes that very well and laughs and, you know, says and responds with, you know, no charges filed. As soon as they charge him with something, you know, we'll talk about that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's going to happen. It hasn't happened. And beyond that, when he pushed that question, she said, of course I'm going to invite him to South Dakota. He's the president. I stood in the tarmac at Watertown and invited President Obama, and I would certainly invite this president. Now, I think she's going to be more welcoming to this president because he's going to raise a bunch of money for her. So, yeah, the last one didn't do that.
All right. So as per the money, it's a private invitation. You know, people received invitations in the mail, and it's $500 to attend. $5,000, you can have your picture taken with the president. So it's an expensive ticket, really.
It is. And you know, I was talking to a Democrat, and he's a Democratic strategist who's worked on campaigns, and he's kind of in suspended animation right now. He's not really doing any of that and hasn't for a while. But he said, I don't understand why they didn't have a rally. And he said, it tells me that she probably had a rally or a fundraiser option. And she took a fundraiser. And he said, because she needs the money. And he said, that's what that tells him, that she needs the money more than she needs to have a big party with him, you know, as I think they're having in Montana. He's going to have a rally out there. Now, I assume it's possible that he wants that rally and only private stops with donors along the way. But I think it's an interesting question because, you know, there's been some negative press that's gone with the amount of money that it costs to get in and some of the ways that it can be configured to give even more money. And that ties into Billy Sutton's She's Gone Washington argument a little bit, I think. So there's pluses and minuses. There's pluses. She gets money, and in South Dakota, where Trump remains popular, he's here for her. So
right. And there's also the other argument, which is she doesn't need to have a rally with President Trump because, you know, she knows that she's in good shape, so they can do something smaller. So I guess it depends on which way you want to look at it.
You can make that argument that she needs money more than she needs publicity, or that this just works better into her campaign. And it's interesting, I think, that we haven't, at least I haven't seen any new polling since the one a few weeks back that showed Sutton within 4 points. And I'm kind of looking forward to that. We did see, and I raise a question in the blog about who's going to come up first with TV ads, and it seems like Sutton did. And that's interesting. It tells me, I think, that he feels like he's got the money he needs to come up now and stay up through the election. And that's significant. That means something.
Let's talk a little bit about the Sutton campaign money. You've had you've seen some people close to you getting out their checkbooks.
Yeah, one in particular. Yeah. In fact, you know, I've written about my wife writing a $500 check to Sutton, which she's never done in her life, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I said, maybe if you're going to get into that game, you'd start a little smaller than $500. But she was caught up in the moment at a fundraiser, and she likes him, and I like him. What's not to like? And so I kind of teased that there is a $500 option with the Trump thing that I could get in for $500 if she's willing to give me a check for $500, but I haven't received any word back from her on that so far.
So how is Sutton's fundraising, going? How is the campaign, I guess, specifically, how is the campaign talking about how the fundraising is going? Because that matters as well.
Well, they're talking like it's going great. Yeah. And a donor that I talked to who's a Democrat said everything he got from Sutton was, yeah, we're feeling good, and here's what's going on. But more meaningful to me was when I was at the press, the press club, was the sense I got from some of the Nome staffers when I talked to them about the money and stuff. And they were professional and careful, but it seemed to me that there was a little concern there that Sutton's going to, at the very least, compete in money. And I've talked to a Nome supporter, a strong Nome supporter, who thinks Nome might get outspent in this general, which would be really a rare occurrence of recent times, for sure, in South Dakota. Now, to be fair, as the Republicans come back and say, well, sure, she's going to get outspent in the general. She had to spend most of her money in the primary, in a tough primary, and Sutton didn't have to spend anything. So there is that, and that's fair. But it still all comes down to he's going to have plenty of money to get his message out, and Democratic candidates don't always have that. And he's got a good message. And part of the message is, let's be frank about it, his life story. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a compelling life story to start a campaign with.
What are the sort of, as we wait for some of these ads to come out, I'm wondering about the strategy when you say, you know, he's got such a compelling life story. Does he go on the attack? How do you attack Billy Sutton? What are the dynamics here as we move forward? There's a lot at stake, and it seems like we've got a pretty good race on our hands. So there could be missteps that make huge differences on either side.
You've hit on a big question. How do you attack Billy Sutton? Yeah. I mean, even the people that aren't going to vote for him say he's a great guy and they really like him, and what an amazing story of, you know, the recovery that he's made to make such a meaningful life and have a family and be such a high-achieving kid, you know, off the rodeo circuit just as he was on the rodeo circuit. So how do you attack that? You have to be really careful about it. And Nome has proven that she's not afraid to get into a slugfest, but yeah. I think you have to be really wise about how it goes about how you go about that. Marty Jackley had some things that you could attack him on. And we've discussed the fact that, you know, I thought they went too far in the way they attacked him, and often unfairly so. But there were some legitimate points that you could really criticize. And it's going to be harder to find that other than just Billy Sutton is, you know, more liberal than he puts on. He's tied to national groups. You know, there was a known person making a tie with me today to Sutton and, pro-choice groups, because he considered himself a pro-life candidate. And I'm doing some writing on that here soon on the blog. I'm working on it right now. But how do you attack him? That's a good question. And how much does he strike back? Because that's not his style. He's not afraid to take on issues, but to see him get really nasty, it's hard to imagine.
Mm. I wonder how much of that, you know, political division, we talk about the president coming and, you know, the potential to tie him into, you know, his support for Hillary Clinton during the election, for example. Yeah. Is that political division work right now in South Dakota, or is South Dakotans sort of still hanging on to that? Or are they sick of it and just want to talk about the issues?
Well, I think it works, and it's interesting that at this time, this whole thing with Monica Lewinsky comes up with the book released, you know, and the whole Ken Starr conversation and Bill Clinton's situation, which over at the breakfast table, you know, Hillary just might as well bang her head on the table, that here we go again. But I would think Billy Sutton saying, well, I really don't need this right now, because you will see and have begun to see already the connection between Sutton and his support for his party's candidate, you know, in the presidential election, of course. And Hillary remains a very unpopular candidate in much of South Dakota, unpopular politician or former politician, mm-hmm. more so, I think, than Barack Obama even. And so that's an issue that Sutton will have to face and have to deal with. And I'm sure he'll handle it pretty deftly. He's handled it well so far that, you know, he didn't agree with her on a lot of things and doesn't agree with, you know, just as he doesn't agree with Donald Trump on a lot of things. Where he could find common ground, he would and will.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the work that you're doing next for the blog. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest, Kevin Wooster, you can find his blog at sdpb.org/Wooster. And this is a little bit about South Dakota Right to Life and endorsements. We just, you know, heard news during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings that two South Dakota women were among the protesters arrested during the Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. So it's certainly an issue that is important to many South Dakotans.
Yeah, it is. It's an important issue to me. This has been always a difficult issue for me to cover because of my, you know, Catholic faith and the strong Catholic position on abortion, but also my responsibilities as a reporter and to the U.S. Constitution. So, you know, this is a complicated issue, and those who make it less than that are kidding themselves and manipulating reality or trying to. And so this is an interesting, not surprising that Noam has been endorsed by Right to Life, but Billy Sutton's been a pretty strong pro-life candidate in the South Dakota legislature, or elected official, I mean, in the South Dakota legislature, and has received a number of 100% right from the Right to Life perspective of grades on his voting, and some B and C occasionally, you know, through that period, but pretty strong. And they would tell you that the Right to Life people say they like him. They would always say as a Democrat, you know, because they get obviously a lot more 100% ratings on Republicans. And Kristi Noem is a 100% straight A rating. And basically they say that while we like Billy's position for a Democrat on the life issue, on abortion particularly, there's no comparison in terms of their voting record and their public statements and things like that. But it still makes an interesting question for me, because it's a touchy issue for Sutton, because he has a lot of pro-choice supporters, yet that is who he is, and I really believe that's who he is, but gently so. I always say he's a gentle opponent of abortion and handles things that way. And Noam is more vocal and more aggressive about it and things like that. So it's not surprising she would get the endorsement, but it still puts voters on both sides of the issue in a little bit more complicated place than they might typically be.
So give us some advice. Set the stage for us going forward, because you've been dealing with this as a complicated issue, you know, for you personally and then professionally for a long time. It's clearly going to be something we're going to be talking about in the future with, whoever our governor is and lawmakers wanting to bring legislation. Brett Kavanaugh most likely, you know, will be confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice. There are a lot of people saying the tide could be changing, and so it's worth talking about. It's worth, you know, but it's such a tough topic to talk about without it just descending into not helpful. So how have you sort of approached this topic throughout your career in a way that can move the conversation forward without descending into anger or madness or rhetoric?
Well, I've just tried to encourage people to not name call, to not hate people, to remember that, you know, this is a constitutional right and a very personal right for a woman. And yet there are many people, including me, who believe that life begins at conception. And so there's this, it's not an easy issue. It's not, we have to do this, because it's very complicated. And if you don't respect the other side, you're not respecting intelligent arguments and the law, and because they exist on both sides. And that's the only thing I've done, is try and tone down the conversation a little bit. And I hope they could do that in this. I mean, there's some indications that maybe with the hearings, it's not going to be toned down too much. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have that in South Dakota, because when Noam got the endorsement, she sent out some pretty strong stuff saying that there would be an unborn person advocate full-time position in her administrative staff if she were governor. Now, that apparently that person would do some other things too, maybe, but that's an interesting position to add to state government. And she's very strong on the laws that we have in place now that are pretty restrictive nationally, and wants to keep those, and wants to strengthen the Attorney General's office for defending those laws. So, you know, that's stuff that I don't think you would see out of Billy Sutton if he were governor. He would maintain his positions, but I don't think he'd be that aggressive about it. So we're going to have stories and conversations and some fights in the coming years here in South Dakota and nationally.
Yeah, and you have to wonder with the success of the recent, you know, South Dakota case in the Supreme Court that, you know, that the state has an appetite to say that's something that we can move forward to the Supreme Court. We know how to do it. We're not afraid to do it. If there's something that we feel is important, we are ready to go. That could be an issue. Especially if Congresswoman Noem is elected as governor, that ends up being priority.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if you'd see Billy Sutton elected governor, you would see a push to challenge him on his pro-life credentials with legislation, putting things on his desk, making him make a decision to sign or not to sign. And, you know, Judge Kavanaugh has talked about this Roe v. Wade being settled law, and most people agree that it is, and maybe that's how he would handle it. But there's also a push that we could go back to pre-Wade when the states decide. And I think we all know how South Dakota would decide. And
right.
I would, although maybe we don't for a complete
maybe
ban.
We don't.
Because we've tried twice for complete bans. I'm sure they would get referred to the voters. And would they vote that down again? I mean, they did it twice.
Yeah.
So
worth talking about moving forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Kevin Wooster, you can find his blog at sdpb.org/Wooster. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it, as always.
My pleasure.